Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome Steve Pfeiffer of the Green and Gold postgame show following Packers games also with the Fan 1250 in Milwaukee. And Steve, the word Aaron Rodgers kept using after the loss to the Bucks was gutted. That change in his demeanor, it's stark from last week. Why does this loss hurt more than the others in the past for Green Bay?
To be honest with you, I really don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, just in general, all year, he's been a different Aaron Rodgers from the word jump. And really, if you look back at all of his pressers throughout the year, I mean, there's only one that I can remember. I believe that was a Wednesday presser after the first Buccaneers loss in the regular season where maybe he was a little bit edgy. Outside of that, he's been pretty upbeat, positive, and kind of came out of nowhere. I guess we haven't really seen this side of Aaron the whole year. The whole Pat McAfee interview thing that he does during the season probably opened him up to the fan base a little bit more and let everybody into Aaron's world a little bit. And I've been just saying kind of that it almost feels like a quarterback, the way he's been talking about a guy when, you know, he's making his last go-arounds around the NFL and making comments like, I'm taking every moment in and not sure what the future holds. And you know, Philip Rivers would have said that in Indianapolis leading up to him deciding to retire. Okay, well, that kind of makes sense. Aaron Rodgers has 3 years left on a pretty good-sized deal right now for the Packers. So all of it kind of didn't make sense to me to begin with. And then the post-game presser comes about, and people kind of, I think, overreacted a little bit. I'm not convinced at all that he's just going to walk away and give it up and not play for the Packers anymore or anything of the sort. We got to remember what happened with Brett Favre and how that whole thing fell apart. He was there. He was part of it. He got booed at training camp that first summer and little kids holding up poster board signs against Aaron. And I just don't think he's going to leave Jordan Love holding the bag the same way that Brett kind of left him holding the bag and the organization did. So I don't think it's going to play out that way.
No, I totally agree with you, not to mention the organization doesn't have to do anything. And coming off the season that he had, they would be stupid to make a change at quarterback now. But I'm genuinely interested in why you think this particular NFC Championship loss might be more painful than others, because it sounded like he was taking this one particularly hard.
I think part of it is because he knows he's going to lose some core pieces here. Aaron Jones, their starting running back, very well maybe gone in free agency. Jamal Williams, their other key running back, he's a free agent. Their all-pro center, Corey Lindsley, he's a free agent. Starting cornerback, Kevin King, he's a free agent. They have choices to make on their outside linebackers, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. Both are under contract, but both have ways the Packers can get out for without getting hit with a huge amount of money if the Packers wanted to go that way. So there's just a lot of questions about what this team will look like next year. And it very well could just be that these guys realizing, knowing that, hey, you know, some of these guys aren't going to be back. And knowing the Packers' history, they'll probably be replaced by draft picks with no experience. And it's probably going to make next year's team maybe not as good as what this year's team was. And that might be part of why everybody's looking at this. The one thing that kind of caught me off guard, though, too, was this whole thing in these post-game pressers about wanting to win it for Aaron. You know, Ted Thompson passed away, the former Packers GM, and
right.
everybody around here is like, okay, we're going to win it for Ted. Let's go do it. And instead, the mantra was we were trying to win it from Aaron. I mean, the one Packers offensive lineman in tears in the post-game press are talking about wanting to win it for Aaron. Again, it just feels like something where these guys either know something we don't know or there's like more behind the curtain than everybody's aware of. It's very bizarre to me.
Steve Pfeiffer is with us from Milwaukee, part of the Big Show, the Wendy's Big Show, weekdays on Big Show Radio Network, just going statewide. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. What are the holes that they might need to fill, other than the ones you mentioned at running back, if those two guys don't return?
I just think you're going to need another cornerback if Kevin King doesn't come back, obviously. Middle linebacker was a position of need coming into this season. You've had a couple of young guys. And Chris Barnes, who had to play with a club on his hand, obviously in that game, that hurt the Packers. He kept coming off the field hurt. Kamal Martin, a draft pick from last year, he's been banged up and hurt throughout the year, but he's looked good in spots. So maybe not that position is solved. And then obviously there's still going to be those that want wide receiver. But look, last year they didn't get him a wide receiver. They tried with Devin Funchess. He opted out because of COVID. And didn't play. They didn't draft a wide receiver, but that was still the number one offense, even without getting him a wide receiver at that point.
Right.
Robert Tonyan turned into a double-digit touchdown guy at tight end. MVS, Valdez-Scantling, ended up coming on, and yeah, he had drops throughout the year, but he started to turn the corner a little bit there, being a big play guy for the Packers. Lazard has been fairly steady when he can stay on the field when he's not hurt. Devontae Adams very well may be the best wide receiver in the National Football League. So, again, looking at this, if they lose Aaron Jones, you hope that A.J. Dillon going into his second year can provide a stabilizing force. But he's not anywhere close to what Aaron Jones is. Jones, a home run threat, can make people miss. Dillon, more like a Derrick Henry, going to try and run over you. So it's a different dynamic to that offense. So I just don't know if there's a lot of need on offense outside of maybe, you know, a right tackle, to replace a Ricky Wagner. Maybe that makes some sense there. But they need to improve their pass rush, and I think it comes down to the defensive line and getting Kenny Clark some help there. You look at what Tampa Bay was able to bring on the defensive line with pressure, and the Packers just couldn't get any pressure on Tom Brady throughout that game.
It's really interesting, though, considering that the Rams, and I know Aaron Donald wasn't 100%, the Rams had the best defense statistically in the NFL. They barely touched Aaron the entire game, and yet Tampa was able to get pretty significant pressure on him. It's crazy how it changes from week to week, but people were hailing the offensive line for the Packers because of the incredible job it had done after the divisional win.
I got fooled. I'll be honest. Going into that weekend against the Rams, my one team I did not want to face was Tampa Bay because of how it went the first time. And the defensive line got beat by the Buccaneers offensive line, and the Packers offensive line got beat by the Buccaneers defensive line in the regular season, and that game worried me. After that Rams game, I said, I changed my mind. I think they'll be okay. They just handled the Rams' number one defense.
They did.
Like, it's okay. We're better than we were earlier in the year. Packers are going to be okay. And, you know, not having David Bakhtiari, that all-pro left tackle, being hurt, they kind of really got exposed. Billy Turner might have had one of his worst games of the season. Ricky Wagner struggled at right tackle, and it was a problem running the football and protecting Aaron Rodgers.
Steve, I got to ask about the local reaction to the decision that Matt LaFleur made late in the game to go for a field goal. What was it like the last 24 hours?
Fans furious. Former players that I do a show with, Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler, not unhappy at all. Totally understood the decision to kick the field goal there and play defense. But you just have to understand that most of this fan base has wanted the defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, fired for most of the year. And then you get a little bit of an undercurrent now last night on social media during the postgame show and during the day-to-day, people getting frustrated with Matt LaFleur, people frustrated with Aaron Rodgers being 1-4 in NFC championship games. Packer Nation very restless and frustrated in general right now with how things have gone. Because, again, you know, you've had Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre. You've had a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that spans the last 25 or so years. And you have two Super Bowl rings to show for it in that same time frame. And Packer fans realize this is going to end eventually. And when it does, it may be a long time before they ever have a chance to go to a Super Bowl again. And they can kind of feel this slipping away, and they may not get another chance to see their favorite team in a Super Bowl.
When you look at the season taking a little time, and maybe fans need a little more time, maybe Aaron Rodgers needs a little more time, what are the positives that you'll take away from the year that they put together, especially with all of the protocols and the guidelines and no fans and yada, yada, yada?
Up until that fourth down play when they kicked the field goal in this last game, it was a relationship of Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. It was Aaron Rodgers becoming more of a vocal leader throughout the year in that locker room with teammates and so forth. And as Matt LaFleur called him, you know, kind of the heartbeat, the heart and soul of that team, really grasping and locking on to being that guy of that team. And to that point, you know, he was a leader for sure, but maybe not to the point where he was this previous year, and really bonding with everybody and getting on that same page. I think that is one of the bigger positives. Jaire Alexander really coming on and being, you know, one of the top cornerbacks in the NFL and really proving himself to that point is definitely another big thing. Devontae Adams, I think he took himself to another level.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Tonyan developing himself as one of the better tight ends, especially in the red zone in the NFL. So there are a lot of positives to take away for certain, no question.
Okay, so then as we sit here on the cusp of what is always a long off season when, you know, there's an abrupt and kind of painful end to things, the question will remain Aaron Rodgers. If you're the team, if you're the Packers, do you do anything, if at all?
As far as addressing Aaron, no. I think you just sit back, let him clear his head. I don't think I'm all that concerned at all. I think maybe if I'm Matt LaFleur, and I start getting asked questions about Aaron Rodgers, not knowing what Aaron Rodgers said on the Zoom before me, I'm probably calling Aaron and going, what did you just say? And why am I getting asked questions?
So
like
dramatic. Like, it's so dramatic.
Yes. Please fill me in, because the press is acting like you're leaving. So what is going on? That would be the first call I would make. And then after Aaron says, dude, they're overreacting, just relax. Okay, fine. Sounds good. Enjoy your time off. That would be the extent of it. I think they're all on the same page, and I think that's good. But this draft coming up here, it's just going to be huge for this organization, because they're going to have holes to fill that are going to have to be filled for this upcoming season, not for 2 or 3 years from now. You know, if they lose to Kevin King, they're going to have to draft a cornerback relatively high. They're just going to have to. And I know fans want them to draft a wide receiver high, but they're going to need a corner opposite Jaire Alexander. They're going to need defensive line help for Kenny Clark. They're probably going to need a right tackle at some point here in this draft as well. So they're going to have to draft for need in this upcoming draft versus the future, which is what they did in the last draft. And I think if they do that and they can get a couple of impact rookies, this Packer team, you know, very well might end up still winning 10 or 11 games next season.
I think my favorite revelation from this season, number one, Robert Tonyan. He certainly made a name for himself, and that's a credit to Aaron as well. But also the fact that we never heard Jordan Love's name again. And once the season started, it was like the guy dropped into a black hole.
Well, that was for you in the national media. Locally, in the state of Wisconsin, people have been talking about that Jordan Love draft pick all season long and into the playoffs. Because throughout the entire season, it's been, boy, if they would have just taken, you know, Queen, the linebacker who ended up going to, where do you go, Baltimore, wherever, when they should have made that pick instead of taking Jordan Love, boy, that middle linebacker position would be taken care of. Boy, if they would have taken Ayuk, the wide receiver from San Francisco, instead of Jordan Love, wide receiver would be taken care of right now. And so that whole thing, the Packer fan base has not let go of all season long. The media necessarily hasn't let go of it either. And maybe at some point they will let go, but as of right now, it hasn't happened.
Never a dull moment. Certainly won't be one this offseason either for Packers fans or for radio following this team. And Steve Pfeiffer on Twitter at Sparky Radio. He's part of the Wendy's Big Show on the new Big Show Radio Network, plus the co-host of Green and Gold and the post-game show on The Fan in Milwaukee. It's great to have a couple of minutes with you. Thank you for sharing the angst with us. I appreciate it.
Please don't let the Bucks lose in a conference championship again, because I don't want to have to relive this all over again. Please, please.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.